Nearly everybody has already seen the famous movie Titanic. So, we are familiar with the story. I should say that is a moving love story. The great ship Titanic sailed for New York from Southampton on April 10, 1912. So at first, the writer introduced the background. The great ship sailed for New York. Sail for 航海去往某处。那么如果我们只是表示出发去往某处，同学们注意也要和介词 for 搭配。Set out for。Set off for。Leave for。Head for。Make for。For example, 他要出发去往大西洋。He will set out for the Atlantic. 这架飞机正飞往机场。The plane is making for the airport. We are heading for Canada. 我们就要去往加拿大。Okay, let's go. She was carrying 1,316 passengers and a crew of 891. Carry 表示载有。船上载有1316名乘客与810名船员，注意，一组船员 ，a crew of。Even by modern standards, by it means according to。那么这里的介词 by 它表示依据，根据现代的标准 ，by modern standards。那么在应用的时候表示依据标准 by standards， 依据规则 by regulation。依据条例 by rules， 根据我们的估计 by our estimate， 根据某人的长相 by one's looks， 或者表达为 by one's appearance， OK。 而我们在用 according to， 它是侧重点在于依据事实，依据课文，依据，总而言之，它是侧重强调依据客观存在的现实，而不能是属于自己私人的一种观点。依据这个事实 ，according to the fact； 依据这一篇课文 ，according to the text。但如果说，在我看来，我们只能表达为 in my opinion， 而不能表达为 according to my opinion。according to 的同义短语 in accordance with， in accordance with。Accordance, A-C-C-O-R-D-A-N-C-E. 那么它和 according to 的区别在哪呢？ In accordance with, be according to 更加正式，主要是指依据法令。 So in accordance with law, in accordance with the rules. Are you quite clear about them? By modern standards, 以及现在的标准， The 46,000 ton Titanicwas a colossal ship. At that time, 在当时 however, she was not only the largest ship that had ever been built, but was regarded as unthinkable. 那么不仅是当时被建造出来的最大的一艘轮船，也被看作为是不会沉没的。Not only, but also, 那么这个 also 可以省略掉。Be regarded as, that is a, be considered to be, or be thought of as. 把某人或某物看作为，在口语当中我们最简单的用法 regard somebody or something as. 在 as 其后，我们可以和名词、代词、形容词、分词，包括现在分词和过去分词形式搭配。For example, 我认为他的这个主意是难以接受的。I regard his idea as totally unacceptable. I regard his idea as totally unacceptable. 我们不能认为这项事情已经被解决掉了。We can't regard the matter as settled. We can't regard the matter as settled. 那么要运用哪一种分词形式，取决于它和 regard 后面宾语的关系。那么当然完全可以替换为 concede something to be, think of something as. Why? So she had 16 watertight compartments, 因为她有16个防水舱，不漏水的船舱。Even if two of these were flooded, 即便是其中两个进了水， she would still be able to float. 那么她也依旧有能力漂浮起来。Be able to, 强调有能力，确确实实能够做到。The tragic thinking of this great liner will always be remembered. Be remembered, 被永远的记住。For she went down on her first voyage with heavy loss of life. 因为在 go down, 那么替换了上文的 think, S-I-N-K. On her first voyage, 处女航首航 with heavy loss of life, 损失惨重，造成大批人员的死亡。She went down on her first voyage with heavy loss of life.那么这艘巨轮首航又沉没，而且死伤人员惨重。 4 days after setting off. While the Titanic was sailing across the icy waters of the North Atlantic, a huge iceberg was suddenly spotted by a lookout. Spot, you know, we learned it in lesson 1, so was suddenly discoveredby a lookout. 那么泰坦尼克号起航后的第四天，它正行驶在北大西洋冰冷的海面上，冰冷的 icy, so the icy waters, waters, 水域海域，遥望员发现了一座冰山。 After alarm had been given, 发出警报 give the alarm, a great ship turned sharply to avoid direct collision.Why do you think the ship turned so sharply? Because it wanted to avoid direct collision. 那么为什么这艘巨轮突然转弯呢？目的就是要避开直接的碰撞。To avoid, 动词不定式to, 表示一种目的， in order to, so as to. The Titanic turned just in time, narrowly missing the immense wall of ice.Which rose over 100 feet out of water beside her. Just in time, 很及时 narrowly missing the immense wall. Missing 现在分词做状语，表示对主句的一个进一步补充说明。Narrowly 勉勉强强地避开了这个巨大的冰山。Which rose over 100 feet out of water. 那么这里的位置指代。The immense wall of ice, 那么这个巨大的冰山露出水面高达100英尺。Suddenly there was a slight trembling sound from below. 注意 from below, 从下方，从上方 from above, 从下方传来了微弱的颤抖的声音。And the captain went down to say what had happened. 船长下去检查发生了什么事情。The noise had been so faintthat no one thought the ship had been damaged. So that, 那么这个声音是那么的微弱，几乎没有人认为这艘船已经被弄坏了。Below, the captain realized to his horror. To one's horror, 使某人感到惊骇的是惊恐的是 To one's surprise, 使某人感到惊讶的是 The Titanic was sinking rapidly.那么那艘巨轮正以飞速的速度下沉着。For five of her 16 watertight compartments had already been flooded. You know, five of her 16 watertight compartments had already been filled with water. 因为那16个密封舱中的五个已经进了水。The order to abandon ship was given. The order was given.命令被下达，什么的命令呢 ？To abandon the ship， 弃船的命令。注意动词不定式 to 修饰 order 做定语。 那么我们刚刚在第九课学到了，从高处坠落下来而幸免于难的这个能力 ，the ability to survive falls。Hundreds of people plunged into the icy water. 几百人跳进了冰冷刺骨的海水。As there were not enough lifeboats for everybody, because there were not enough lifeboats for everybody, 1,500 lives were lost. As you know, 1,500 people died. 因为没有足够的救生艇运载所有的乘客，所以1,500人丧生。我们再次提到 the order to abandon the ship, the ability to survive falls. 那么确定和什么搭配的哪一种形式搭配做定语的时候，我们主要取决于这个名词。Ability 是由形容词 able 变过来的。那么大家知道，有能力做某事 ，be able to do something， 所以做某事的能力 ，the ability to do something。命令某人做某事 ，order somebody to do something。所以说，做某事的命令 ，the order to do。而 capable 要和介词 of 搭配 ，be capable of doing something。它是强调有潜在的能力。那我们在运用这个做某事的能力的时候，就可以运用 capability of doing something。I don't want to talk more about this text because everybody is familiar with the love story Titanic. It must give you a deep impression, okay?